You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As counties across California speed up their vaccinations, the state is sticking to its guideline to give out doses primarily based on age. But there are some rollout changes in the weeks ahead, and a question is emerging. How are counties and the state making sure shots are distributed equitably? KELW's health reporter Angela Johnston is following the developments, and she joins me for another vaccination update. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Hannah. So I actually have a bit of good news to start off our conversation.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Well, COVID-19 cases across California are steadily decreasing. Take last week, for example. On Saturday, the state reported about 6,700 new COVID cases. And that may sound like a lot, but compare that to a month ago. That number was around 20,000.
Right.
So it's gone down in the Bay Area, too. Mm-hmm. And it definitely doesn't mean we should be letting our guard down, but the state says some of the decrease could have to do with the vaccine.
Okay. So, Angela, where are we right now with vaccinations?
Well, counties are vaccinating a lot more people than they were a few months ago. It was quite a rocky start, and it took the state over a month to vaccinate its first million people. And now it's averaging about 1 million shots a week. And to give more context, California has received over 9 million doses, and it's given out about 7.5 million of them. And if we zoom in locally, in San Francisco, for example, as of last Friday, more than half of folks ages 65 and up have received one dose. Mm-hmm. But scarcity is still an issue. There are way more people that want and are eligible for vaccinations than are doses available. So much so that San Francisco had to shut down one of its mass vaccination sites at Moscone Center last week. They'll open it back up when they have more vaccines.
Right. We saw the lines and lines of people outside San Francisco General Hospital over the weekend. They said they were waiting some up to 4 hours for vaccines. So that's happening.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of eligibility, can you recap which groups are eligible right now in California? Is it still just folks 65 and up?
Yes. And also, if you work in education, food and agriculture, or emergency services, you're able to get a vaccine in most counties beginning this week. California is actually going to be reserving some doses specifically for teachers starting in March with the hopes of speeding up school reopening. Mm-hmm. But the newest announcement is that people with specific underlying conditions and disabilities will be the next group prioritized in the state's guidelines.
And that's regardless of their age?
Yeah, regardless of age. Beginning March 15th, healthcare providers are allowed to use their own clinical judgment to vaccinate people ages 16 to 64 who are considered the highest risk to get really sick from COVID-19.
Like who?
Like, those conditions range from cancer to chronic kidney disease, severe obesity and type 2 diabetes. Pregnancy is also on the list. Mm-hmm. Or, and this is important, maybe a person doesn't have an underlying condition on the list, but you're in at least one of three situations. Mm-hmm. When you have a developmental or other high-risk disability where you'd be severely at risk of dying from a COVID-19 infection. Or two, COVID would limit your ability to get crucial ongoing care. Like, say, you wouldn't be able to go to a dialysis clinic.
Okay.
And finally, your disability would make it hard for you to get adequate and timely care if you got COVID.
And that's a big change, right? There was a lot of frustration from the disability community when the state announced the age-based requirements.
Yeah, there was. I actually spoke to Nikki Brown Booker days before the change was announced. She's a disability rights advocate and has a physical disability. She has six caregivers who come into her house on a regular basis.
For me, the issue is that I don't have a choice but to have people come into my home to provide care. So I can't, like, really shelter in place like the way someone else could shelter in place.
So, Angela, how is the community responding to this change?
Well, I think they're glad the state listened, but are still worried that some people with disabilities may face big barriers to vaccination. There's the challenges of getting a doctor's note to prove you're high risk. There's also transportation concerns, and advocates hope that counties will find ways to organize accessible rides or start home-based vaccinations for people who can't leave their house.
And we've heard so many stories about how hard it is to just sign up for an appointment in general.
Right. Yeah. Some have compared it to winning the lottery or trying to get tickets to a concert. And this should be getting easier, but there's also an equity issue. Right now, a lot of people standing in those lines are white. The state released county-by-county demographics of who has received a vaccine, and there are equity gaps. For instance, about 16% of the vaccine doses so far have gone to people who identify as Latinx, but 39% of the people in the state identify that way. And then about 3% of vaccine doses statewide have gone to Black Californians, but they make up around 6% of the state's population. And there's a lot of different reasons for that explanation, but the state needs to address it.
Right. And we've talked about that before on Cross Currents in terms of reaching out to Black communities. And Angela, that seems especially problematic given that the pandemic is really disproportionately affecting Black and Latinx communities. So what are some solutions that you're hearing?
At the last Community Vaccine Advisory meeting, Surgeon General Nadine Burke-Harris talked about a few things. One is just different types of outreach, meeting people where they're at and using trusted messengers like pastors or community health workers to address vaccine hesitancy or just to help somebody sign up for an appointment. The other thing, the state is employing a priority system. It'll direct more vaccine doses to certain geographic areas, areas that are underserved and hardest hit by COVID, and would likely include places with more people of color. Also, the state is rolling out a vaccine appointment website called myturn.ca.gov. Built into it is a way to prioritize certain groups by providing specific community organizations, say like La Clinica, with access codes that their constituents and only their constituents can use to reserve a vaccine appointment.
Okay, some progress around equity. What are advocates saying?
Yeah, some say these changes aren't happening fast enough and that the state needs to make sure equity is being addressed first and foremost in the older adult population, people who are eligible for the vaccine right now, right this second. Here's Denny Chan with the group Justice in Aging.
When we talk about older adults 65 and up, I think one of the failures, or one of the opportunities, I should say, one of the opportunities is to think about older adults in all of our communities, right? So that we're thinking about, race equity advocates who are pushing for, prioritization of farm workers, right? Well, some of those farm workers are older adults themselves. Some of them live with older adults in multi-generation households. So, by prioritizing older adults who we know have a higher death rate and a higher chance of being seriously sick, we also end up prioritizing people in all these different communities.
Angela, anything else we should know right now?
Yes, one more thing, and it's a bit complicated, so I'll try to be simple. But Blue Shield, the insurance company, is now going to be coordinating the vaccine distribution for the state and counties as something called a third-party administrator.
What does that mean?
The idea is that the distribution will be more centralized, efficient, and hopefully more equitable if it's organized by one entity. Blue Shield will pick which providers, doctor's offices, and hospitals they'll partner with. But the fear is that because Blue Shield is trying to speed things up as fast as possible, they may not prioritize small community clinics that may only serve a few thousand patients, so wouldn't be vaccinating that many people, in favor of giving vaccines to these big mass sites like Oakland Coliseum.
And then that goes back to the issue of equity then.
Right. The small community clinics are often located in underserved communities. Providers there speak multiple languages usually. And some providers worry that by trying to speed things up, we're going to be ignoring places that could be really crucial in making sure more Latinx and Black Californians get vaccinated. Here's Andy Martinez with the California Primary Care Association.
It's like for the sake of speed and data and volume, we're saying we're going to cut off smaller providers who serve really vulnerable populations because we think another health system can vaccinate them better. Just right, like with all the everything that we know about vaccines and the hesitancy and the concerns, why you would cut us off doesn't make any sense.
This is all so complicated, Angela.
This is all happening really quickly. And this week, the Central Valley will switch to the Blue Shield administration. So we'll make sure to post links to vaccination signups and trackers and just continue to update as things change.
Okay. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks, Hannah.
Angela Johnston is KALW's health reporter. Find more of her stories and all our vaccine updates at KALW.org.